You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. That's right. It's that time of year. Big game tonight at Yankee Stadium. Two nobodies are going to pitch. Unbelievable. As the Red Sox and Yankees are going to get it on. So,
yeah.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
No, I mean, 4.5 games up, I'm not nervous.
You're not nervous?
No, we're 4.5 games up.
The Red Sox, they played, what, 7 or 8 times? Red Sox have won 2. You're not nervous?
No. Why should I be nervous? What makes... I don't get it. I don't understand.
The, I just...
You don't have that nervous?
One of our battle buddies just emailed me from Africa.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he's, you know what, he always calls me like...
Do you have any technical difficulties again?
No. He does what we do to each other, which is you don't talk to anybody for months, and then you email them and say, hey, why haven't you called or emailed me? Like, okay, let me tell you something there, doofus. You need to call me. You need to email. All we do is we talk every day. And you're telling me that why don't you call, why don't you write, why don't you love me? Yeah. Okay. And I'm not exactly sure, but possibly joining the program. Hello? Maybe not. Oh, we lost Mike. What happened? Where'd you go?
Did you hang up on me because I wasn't nervous?
No, why would I hang up on you?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. No.
No, I'm not nervous.
Our friend from Africa is trying to call, I think.
From Africa? Who's in Africa?
DJ Furness.
What's he doing in Africa?
Hanging out. I don't know. We're in Africa, aren't we?
What, is he taking congressman on a safari or something?
No, he's, hold on. I think he's calling again. And you talk about somebody who's technologically challenged?
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
So say something. You're on All Marine Radio. You check off the net for how many months now?
Three, so I guess checked off the 3. How you doing?
Well, I'm all right. Say hi to the Gunner.
Hey, Gunner, what's going on?
What's going on? What are you in Africa for?
Because they deployed me, for crying out loud. You two couldn't come, so I'm here by myself.
Oh, that must suck. Come without us to make it fun?
Oh, it sucks big time. Oh, you want Jesus, you have no idea, but...
Wow. All right. Well, First of all, why did you go River City on everybody? No, it was like, hey, anybody heard from Furness? Like, no, we haven't heard from him. Like, why did you just fell off the grid? You didn't answer emails? And then you accused me, like, why don't you call? Why don't you write? Like, are you kidding me? You want me to curse at you right away?
Which you did, by the way. Like, all caps, you know, email that I had to delete just, you know, so... You know, for the good of my own, self worth.
It was appropriate. It was it was both appropriate and earned.
Okay. Well, here I am. So,
all right.
First, hear your voice. I listen to your. I mean, I listen to the podcast. Usually, I'm doing something, so I can't listen to the show live. But now, so I listen to what you guys post on the website, so it's It's all good.
So you get to hear the Gunner wax eloquent on a whole variety of subjects?
Well, the Gunner is, you know, he's like my sensei, so he and I are like above one mind. It's like listening to myself rant in the mirror while I shave in the morning.
All right. Brigadier General Dave Furness with us, along with the Gunner here, and we spend a lot of time together. So first of all, General, before Mike hops in here, tell everybody where you are and what you're doing.
Well, I'm in Djibouti, Africa, which is right there on the Horn of Africa, just north and west of Somaliland. I'm the commanding general of Combined General Task Force Horn of Africa, which has which is an eclectic command, to say the least. But it's a joint task force that covers down on 10 countries in East Africa. So Eritrea, which we really don't cover down on because it doesn't have a relationship with the United States, but it's in the AO, so you got to mention it. Ethiopia, Djibouti, Somalia, Uganda, Kenya, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, the Seychelles.
I've been there.
I think that's it.
Mike, you've been to the Seychelles?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah, we don't. They're in the AO for some reason, but we don't ever go there. So we always joke we're going to have a team building conference there. But we never do. So
it's all Brits and Middle Eastern.
Yeah, it's out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. So.
All right.
So, most of my day is spent trying to figure out how to solve the Somalia problem, and from afar through the people who are actually doing the fighting down there and the training and everything. They don't work for me. I support them through a variety of means. So that's what we do here. And my next door neighbors are a lot of people in the international community, the Japanese, the Germans, the French, the Italians, the Spanish, they all have small bases and locations here to do mostly counter-piracy stuff coming out of the Gulf of Aden, the Red Sea, and then into the Indian Ocean. So, and then the Chinese just build a base, and so this phone call is probably being listened to by somebody in Beijing, so glad you're listening to Online Radio.
Yeah, what's up, motherfuckers?
Yeah, welcome to
All Marine Radio. Stand by, man. Stand by. Be careful what you do on the peninsula, because we want a piece of your ass. Last time you snuck up on us, now we got drones and satellites, man. That shit ain't playing this time, and you could start the whole forest on fire. We'll be watching your shit.
Relax there, MacArthur. Relax.
I'm still pissed about that. The how do you sneak up, man? How do you sneak that amount of troops up on somebody? What the hell was MacArthur's intel guys and what was the Air Force doing? What were they not watching? Anyway, Mike went and got Botox shots yesterday in his head for his migraines that are the result of his
I thought those were, did they work?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Do they work?
They disappear. Like this morning, I feel like reborn. $1 million compared to yesterday.
All right, so Mike, tell
clear-headed. Yeah, clear-headed. I don't have that pressure. My eyes don't hurt. I don't have any kind of residue headache sitting in the back of your head. It just... This is what normal feels like. I'm in. Tired of living in pain.
And so Mike, you started doing that how many, like the 6 months ago?
This year. Yeah, it's like this is my third or fourth time or something like that. Third time, right?
Right.
I just started early this year on a recommendation from my neurologist who was outside the VA. And if you're listening, get outside the VA.
because there's actually medical people out there who will help you. You know, actually do medical stuff.
So, I saw someone on ESPN about Jim McMahon does the same thing.
And yeah, it's a growing, it's growing. You know, I talked to my, well, you heard me on the broadcast, Mark. I asked him, I said, is this getting, you know, you get busier? And he said, yeah, we were down from doing this one day in a month. Now we got a 1.5 day. I mean, it's, well, that's all he does for 1.5 days is administer Botox. And it's like 5 minutes, you know, 31 shots in your head and you're out. And he's doing that. So he had room to room. So as soon as he left my room, he went in the next room and did another one. Came back in there, so I'm waiting where I was at. I mean, just all day long. Boom, boom. So that's a lot of people. I mean, like I said, it's growing in popularity because it's working. It's one of those things. So.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. Yeah. After he got him, he became like happy man again.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, great.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. So, yeah, we do medical advice too here on Allmern Radio. So,
cooking, medical advice, we do. It's just like
we do it all.
You're a 5-tool player.
Hey, I do want to bring up one thing that's kind of somber. I mean, yesterday we lost another Marine brother, and I don't know, Dave. I think you met him once, maybe twice, but he was Master Sergeant Sean Demichow. Democrat. He was a Boston native, had a real thick Boston accent. He had lost his daughter to leukemia a few years back, went through some bouts of depression, and then succumbed to his own internal demons yesterday, and he took his own life.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, he was doing great, you know, doing great things. He served most of his time in LAR. He was one of those fantastic guys. Actually, yeah, you did meet him because he was working with the LAR contingent that was assigned in when you were at 1-1. He was working for Charter Company, First LAR. So I know you had to meet him.
Yeah.
Larger than life personality.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks. That sucks. Hey, just a memo to everybody listening. If you're struggling, and we all do, pick up. I will tell you this. One of the things that and I don't want to say this because I know at least two of them are listening, but one of the cool things in my life is Mike, Montana Man, Rudy, and Luke McCall and I text every day. It's mostly, you know, arguing bullshit, but they're still a part of my life on a daily basis. And even as recently as this weekend when, you know, Osprey goes down, my son's part of that company. And, you know, one of the first guys I heard from was Mike, and then Montana Man bombs in, and then Rudy, and then, I mean, your battle buddies, your friends, and I would tell you, don't get too far from them. And all it is a fucking text away, you know?
Yeah.
Just and you know, just like today. Tonight is going to be 4 hours of Montana Man, Mike and I, talking shit about the Yankees Red Sox, okay? But it's us staying plugged in because we, you know, we're friends. And you know, I would say the one thing that people that struggle with have in common is they drift away. And if I could just tell you, it's great sustainment.
Hey, Dave is part of that group, but he just got a real job still, so he can't relinquish his duties quite yet and send bullshit texts.
Is he part of that group
yet? Yeah, but he's not.
Oh,
he's still on active duty. He's still providing. Comfort for us freeloaders of freedom.
Well, let me tell you something. When you get home and you turn your phone on, that thing's going to blow up for about 8 hours, okay? Just so you know, constant messages from us shit-talking each other. Montana Man Rob Schwartz says, Uncle Dave, ask him how we're doing in Somalia. So, General, how are we doing in Somalia?
In some fronts, we're pushing the ball, but it's very slow. I'm in Somalia. Nobody's in charge of it. We don't really want to be in charge of it. So there's, you know, no unit command, no unity effort. There's an international community. Everybody's doing a little bit of something different.
We try to coordinate all that, but with no authority, you just go to a lot of meetings and try to get everybody to buy into your plan. So there's gaps in what needs to happen. Pretty much following a trying to do a counterterrorism solution to a counterinsurgency problem,
right,
which is only going to be so successful. So still trying to change people's minds about that. So, you know, more to follow, but, you know, we make strikes, but we lack Somalia is like the size of, it's larger landmass than California, and we have less resources than we had in RAO and Helmand. So,
you know.
I mean, we're spread thin. We don't have the ISR coverage because it's going to other places that are nearby, but, you know, they're busy. No strike assets other than some of those armed assets. And so it's doing it on the cheap, buy with and through. You know, Somalia's, they want to get better. They're open to working with us. You know, anybody who's trained them says they're, you know, they're all ears. They do what we ask them to do. Very good students, eager. But, you know, it's the clan problem is still kicking in the ass. So that's like the 500-pound gorilla. It's always in the room. You know, you try to move a certain unit in a certain place, and, well, you can't really do that. That's a Darude maritime area, and these are Hawiya Abdals. You know, they won't really put up with that. So it's going to be hard to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I mean, you know, their state, you know, they elected a president, won the direct election. It was a bunch of electors elected the president. So in 21, they're trying to have one man, one vote. But they still have a fairly resilient, active insurgency going on in 2/3 of the country. So tough.
Okay, so does that mean we're doing good? So on the stoplight chart, are we? And if I gave you four lights, not three, so we got red, amber, yellow, and green. Where would be? You're familiar with the stoplight chart. You've seen a few of those.
Yeah.
Where
we're still at the intersection. We're still in the intersection, deciding which color is more suitable.
All right. Well, Montana Man says hey, and Montana Man has had some leadership issues up on the ranch in Montana. He used to be the executive officer of RCT1, the storied RCT1, right? How many?
Very fine XO, I might add.
Exactly. And then he's got like four interns that come up for the summer, and they're running amok, right? And then he goes fishing. Yeah, four. Then he go and he's got vehicles rolling down hills. He's got all kinds of stuff going on. Then he goes fishing on a Friday, and then has the flu for 4 days afterwards. We're like, oh, was there alcohol involved? He said yes. I'm like, oh,
the Kentucky flu.
Exactly. Didn't see that coming. So he's got,
I said that to you a couple times.
Yeah, when you get back, I mean, if you want to do some leadership consulting. Montana Man certainly could use some help up there. He's obviously reverted back to his shitbird ways of a first lieutenant. So I'm just saying. We also have another opinion. Would you rather have a 46 or an Osprey in Afghanistan doing medium lift?
Well.
Or a black guy.
Osprey, because of the distance, the power, definitely an Osprey.
All right, we're changing the subject. That was the wrong answer,
He's still on active duty. What are you expecting?
Just realized that when he was stammering.
If you say, well, I want a 46 that can actually lift 15 packs and do it, well, it can't, and that. You know, by the time the 40-year-old airframe, circa 2017-16, it could pick up four people. The altitude kicked its ass. It didn't have any legs, and it lacks power getting in and out. So, yeah, I'm not saying the Osprey's perfect, but it's a hell of a lot better than a 46. So,
how about a Blackhawk then? As long as you're participating.
I mean, Blackhawk is probably your more traditional medium lift assault support platform. You know, it's got a lot of power. It's but it's still, you know, if it has the, for certain models that have the aerial refuelable arm on it, you know, then gives it more legs. You know, you can hit gas going from A to B. But the beauty of the Osprey is just the range. And then, you know, you hit a tanker, and, you know, you go 600-800 miles and it'll pop and then land. So it gives you, the options that you have as a commander using that platform are far greater than any other asset that's like a helicopter. So because it's, you know, a helicopter and a turboprop airplane all in one, you know, it's not going to do everything perfect, but it's a great platform. They're great here in Africa just because of size. I mean, it's the tyranny of distance. It helps you kick tyranny of distance ass. So.
All right, hold on. I've got an email.
But I don't like pilots, and I like flying, but, you know, if you put me a gun to my head and say, get in an Osprey or a 46, I'll get in the Osprey.
Yeah, that's. I don't care. It's still the wrong answer, but whatever. I've got a.
Okay.
Here's an email. Hey, Mac, I'm curious about the Botox thing. I've heard it. Any side effects that Mike experiences? Well, there's a couple. One is he gets stupid on a regular basis, and also he gets moody. But those are the only two I see. Gunner, side effects from Botox?
Youth. You come back to your youth again. You get younger.
you get better looking after you get a haircut, for Christ's sake, and an eyebrow cut. Good God, man. Come on.
Yeah. Don't hate on hair.
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, you, Mike, hey, General, Mike was, he live streamed his Botox injections over the internet yesterday.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that, but it sounds cool.
He started recording and he sat there with his bushy eyebrows. He looks like Eddie Munster's twin brother, except he's older. And he got all his hair all over the place. And are you going to get a haircut anytime soon?
No.
Oh, shit. All right. Okay. All right. The let's talk. General, you're a sports fan. Yankees, Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get a chance? Is ESPN?
yeah, I mean, I think we get, you know, you get AFN here, so.
Who?
Whatever they play, you know, there's always games on, so it just depends on which ones they show.
Okay, Yankees Red Sox in Yankee Stadium this weekend. You want to predict 3-game series? Who's winning?
Yankees 2 out of 3.
There you go. Deal with it, Gunner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, what? You don't want to talk shit because he's a general? What, are you kidding me?
No, first of all. If you're going to put a, you know how I feel about baseball, so
you're
I don't really follow it anymore. It's dead to me because of, certain things that happened, the strike.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the story about Pete Rose being, what, sued for statutory rape? Did you see that?
I'm not saying he's a great guy. I'm just saying he's a great baseball player. Okay?
Yeah. What? We don't really want him in the
you're
Hall.
You're rare form.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. He's in my Hall of Fame, and that's why I don't care about baseball anymore. So there you go.
Oh, boom. We're going to just like that?
Well, that's just like that. It's just like,
Okay.
He has done some jerkish, crazy things in his life, but, he was a hell of a ball player. So.
There you go. All right.
There's other jerks in the Hall of Fame, so.
All right. I'll accept that.
I think we'll be in kind of. We'll see if Barry Bonds and all the please inject me with all the special potions so I can hit 75 home runs in a year. Whether they get in or not.
How about that? He said this week that he wanted to. He wished he would have played another year so he could have hit 800.
Yeah. Did he say that?
800.
Yeah, he did. He said this week. I wish I would have played one more year so I could have got closer to 800. Yeah.
What was it? It was 725?
I thought it was in the 740s.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's well over 714, so.
All right, another email. Well, here's a text message. Side effect for Gunner's Botox, he's starting to look like Cher.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mike, congratulations. Cher's always, she's always been a good-looking girl. Yes?
Now, see, you're getting Botox confused with, like, estrogen stuff that he's probably taking right now, so.
No. He's doing acupuncture.
Oh, is that Rudy?
No, it's Montana Man. He's doing acupuncture.
Oh.
Yeah, next will be incense therapy, whatnot. The another email. This one's entitled Botox. Where did they give the injection? Since I didn't see him live streaming yesterday, Mike, where did they inject it in your head?
I don't know. I've just watched the video.
Well, no, somebody's emailing. I'm not asking. They're asking. They're not friends with you on Facebook, so they couldn't see it.
All over the place, starting right there in between the eyes, and then they go everywhere.
So they go around the head?
Yeah, all the way around the head, in the scalp and in the neck.
360, and then down to the base of the neck?
Wow. Yeah.
All right, the Barry Bonds home run total, 762.
Oh, yeah, one more year. He'd hit
800. He'd hit 800, man. Then he would have been a shoo-in.
Oh, yeah.
Then he would have been a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame. Except he's not. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Neither is Roger Clemens. Another email question. Matt, can we go back to Botox again? Does Mike have to pay for any of it? I'm curious because I'm having problems with migraines. I deal with them through pretty traditional ways. I've heard about Botox, but I'm unsure whether I would be able to afford it. How does he do that? Gunner?
Insurance. I pay a whopping $12, my copay.
And what insurance plan do you have out of your retirement? You know what it is?
TRICARE Standard or Prime, one of those two.
Okay, there you go. Pretty basic stuff. Next email.
Yeah.
Hey Mac, how's the food in Djibouti? Do you have like
your booty?
Yeah,
how's
the food in your booty there, General?
Well, on the base, it's a Navy chow hall, so it's pretty good. Can't complain. Out in town, it's everything from camel.
No PBR. Get the hell out of there. This is not a war.
What about you're known for having gastrointestinal issues. Have those followed you? He would come back from doing battlefield circulation and eating with the natives in Afghanistan.
You were taking Cipro or something every day for the food.
Oh yeah, I took Cipro for a year for crying out loud.
I can't find the colonel. Where is he? Check the shitters. Oh no, no.
Back when I pulled a bite. So, it's not as bad. I don't know if I'm just the microbes are at peace with one another or not, but the food here doesn't really kill me like it. You still got to watch what you eat. I try not to eat, vegetables out in town or anything that's, that they might have to wash and didn't. but it's generally okay. It's the same kind of, a lot of similarities with Middle Eastern stuff, a lot of rice, a lot of yard bird, goat. Camel's not bad. They eat a lot of camel.
Oh, God.
What are we, barbarians? Camels?
It's a big piece of meat, man. You could live through the whole village.
A camel? Wow, I didn't know. Another email.
It's like a big goat. I mean, it's like, how goat is, kind of a little gamey, a little stringy, that's how camel is.
A lot of ketchup. Little A1. A little Tabasco.
Little Tabasco sauce. You need anything?
There you go. The another email. Hey Mac. First of all, good to hear General Furness on. One of his predecessors to his job at OLA is now chief of staff of the White House. Does he see his past post Marine Corps following a similar trajectory? So, so General, do you anticipate?
Can you imagine that job? Oh my God!
No, General Kelly has a little bit more of a filter than General Furness does.
Well,
is that fair?
Thank God for that. Yeah, that's fair. That's probably a very conservative statement.
Although I should get this audio, but I watched Secretary Kelly at the time at the Aspen Security Forum. He and General Dunford both spoke there. And both, you know what, the nation ought to spend time listening to those hour-long, 90-minute-long, them being eloquent about the complexities of the issues, what the United States is doing, yada, yada, because, you know, they're smart guys doing smart, doing smart things. So, but anyway, right. Kelly is talking about some kind of screening technology at that's going to be put in airports relative to baggage. And he says, well, then your suitcase will go in front of the CT. And Pete Williams is the moderator. And he says, CT, what's that mean? And Kelly looks at him and he says, it's new technology, Pete. And clearly, you could tell Kelly doesn't know what CT stands for. And so he kind of laughs, and then he keeps talking. And then the next time he says CT, Williams looks in the audience, and he sees somebody who I guess was one of Kelly's predecessors, not Jed Johnson, but before that, at DHS. And so Pete Williams looks in the audience, and he looks at him, points, and he says, hey, what is that technology? And the guy says, it's blah, 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 blah. And Kelly sits, you know, they're sitting on, like, bar stools on a stage. And as soon as the guy says what it is, Kelly looks down and says, nerd. Right? It is hilarious, right? But it's quintessentially Kelly. Kelly is, he's the smartest guy in the room. But he was a merchant marine guy out of high school in the Pacific. So he's got all that he kind of runs together that makes him a pretty slick guy. But absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Okay.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, another question. Hey, Mac, I'm curious. Why does Gunner think that the Red Sox are going to win the American League East this year? It's clear that they struggle offensively. Does he think if the Yankees mount any kind of run that the Red Sox will be able to stave that off? Gunner?
Point taken. Hey, thanks.
That's it?
I'll take that consideration. Yeah.
That's it? All right. All right.
Why do I think the Red Sox are going to win? Because I'm a Red Sox fan.
You know, that's a good answer.
It's completely irrational. Yeah. It doesn't have to make sense.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the whole philosophy of it. I like the Red Sox. That's why they're going to win.
All right. You know what? We can all live with that. All right, let's talk about no visit would be complete with the general without talking about maybe the third or fourth best football team in the country, and that's the Ohio State Buckeyes. Because number one is always Alabama. I mean, we don't even have to talk about that anymore. At least in the polls, what are we going to see from your Ohio State Buckeyes this year?
I think, the big hire of Kevin Wilson as the OC is going to be huge. I think the offense is going to be more dynamic. The passing game will be crisper and more varied. So I think they're going to, OC as an offense, is going to be able to put points on the board pretty much against anybody, because that's what he's known for. And I think the defense, as long as they, you know, they lost three-fourths of the secondary, but, they got a lot of talent that's just waiting for its chance. Just like last year, they were in the same position. Three new guys, only one starter coming back, and they did pretty well. So, they're great. I mean, I think, realistically, they got two of the best, one of the top two head coaches in all of college football. You know, it's either Saban or mine, maybe Dabo Sweeney. So one of the top three. And then coordinators, you got Greg Schiano as defensive coordinator, you know, and Kevin Wilson, both former head coaches, and both great coordinators, multiple times in multiple locations. So I think they got a lot of talent. They recruited well the last, you know, 6 years, and they're deep. And I think they'll, you know, they're going to be favored in every game that they play this year. They get Penn State at home with a week off beforehand, unlike last year where Penn State got a week off. We were playing two road games, Wisconsin, Penn State, back at night.
Please stop. So, please stop.
And so I think the schedule is favorable, with the exception of we got to go to Ann Arbor. And I think we'll be in the Big Ten title game, and if we win that, we'll be in the playoff again, and then who knows? You know, you just got to see who's hot at that time of year.
All right, top ten are Alabama, Ohio State is number two, Florida State number three, USC number four, that's a surprise, Clemson number five, Penn State six, Washington University of is number seven, University of Oklahoma is number eight, Michigan all the way down to nine with Mr. Crazy Crazy as the head coach, Wisconsin 10, yeah. Notre Dame not in the top 25, so you know that poll, you know that poll's a joke, straight up joke. Okay, Mike, Mike, do you have a favorite college football team? Are you a college football guy? You like college football, yes?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. Oh, we have not really dealt with this in public, but since we have General Furness on, I think we ought to. You don't know this, Dave, but Mike switched allegiances relative to NFL football teams.
Say it's not so.
Okay, let me tell you what Mike. This is Mike's line.
Mike is a purple battle buddy too.
No, no, not anymore. Not anymore. But he did not quit the Vikings, Mike. Right?
Right.
The Vikings quit him. Mike, explain, because Dave will remember this. When did the Vikings actually quit you?
A long time ago. I was just holding on. I mean, but it was, like, the key moment was when, I forget, when the receivers were calling their own play. When the team went against the coach and thought that they knew better, that's when I was done with them. You know what? I'm done with the shenanigans. These guys are, I wish them all the best.
I'd give it to you. There's been some lean years. But, yeah, great coach now. Zimmer's a great coach. And
so you're still on board with the Purple People Leaders?
Well, you know, I don't know how they're going to do this year. They were like 8-8 last year. So,
right.
Anything. But, yeah, I'm diehard. I live and die.
All right, now, Mike reaffiliated. Mike, who's your new team this year?
I am now a Cowboys fan. I know. Why are you doing this to him? You like this, though.
Because you need to pay. You can't switch teams. And especially if you've been a Viking fan, what's the one team that you could never, ever root for?
Right. The Patriots. Right. Those boys, right?
The Cowboys, because they absolutely took the Vikings to the cleaners in that Herschel Walker trade.
True. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Mike, no problem. Yeah, I'm a guy.
The single worst trade in the history of organized athletics.
Absolutely. For decades, echoing through Viking land there in Mankato right now.
Man.
And
who was the stupid one on that one? Exactly.
Mike, was it a onesie you had? What did I see you wearing? Your cowboy? Was it a onesie?
No, that was my Boston Red Sox onesie.
He's got a Boston Red Sox onesie. It's awesome. But he's got cowboy gear. I'm not lying to you. I'm not going to lie to you. Exactly.
Now, the wife got me a T-shirt. She did it for kind of like, because it was fun. I mean, it was. Like, she's like, It's all good.
You think you know a guy?
Hey.
You think you know a guy.
Last time I remember, Matt, when I woke up this morning, we're still in America, right?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
And so,
it seems like we're in America. I'm not.
But he's, yeah, Dave's not in America.
Yeah, he's not. He's not in America.
That's why he can't switch his team. But for anybody in America, you can switch your teams. But, Mike, we all know that's bullshit.
Why?
Yeah, part of the beauty of being a fan, like when you start loving a team at like 5 years old,
right,
is just the endless heartbreak and torture and agony you go through, you know. So it's not cathartic.
Not Mike. You know? Not Mike. He, like, yeah, he does.
Well, you know, that Mike's been through a lot,
nope.
You know.
He quit, yeah.
I can do whatever I want.
That's right.
Now, first of all, hey, Dave, do you think that Mike needed to say that for you to know that?
Well, I'll be glad. You know, we're friends, so I, you know.
Wait. Did you?
Agreements about a football team.
I know, but do you not know that Mike does? Do you not know that Mike does whatever Mike wants?
Well, no, I know that. He did that when he worked for me. I mean, come on. but it was always
that's
the right
thing to do, man.
So
gasoline thrower, man.
No, I'm just, that's like calling this, that's like saying the sky is up, right? Mike does whatever he wants. That's the way, and that's, look, we all love you for that,
but,
man.
I tell you what I'm going to be more in tune to this year is, in fact, I'm killing myself because I'm not home, and there's a scrimmage game tonight at Quantico High School, and the starting quarterback as a ninth grader is one Zachary Furness. So I'm killing myself that I'm not.
That sucks.
You know.
That sucks. Well, you know,
I'll get a few clips off the iPhone video, but
that'll be awesome.
I'll be following.
Nobody's gonna do
the big Quantico Warriors this year.
nobody's gonna be doing the great Santini on the sideline. Put him down.
No. He gets a year passed on his first year starting on that one.
There you go. At least get time to, you know, my daughter just made the volleyball team for Estancia High School. So here's the deal with Colleen. Like, she doesn't really practice that much. And I said, Colleen, and, you know, my whole deal is, like, athletics is great for kids because, you know, it's real consequences. You don't practice. You don't do the right thing. Your team loses. You make mistakes. You learn, right? Colleen's, like, walking through a building on fire and nothing's touching her. She doesn't practice. She makes the team, right? So, and she makes the team. She plays 2 years. I'm like, you know, and then she got cut from the cheerleading team. She was crying. And she looked at me, she says, I know you wanted me to get cut. I said, no, not from the cheer team. I want you to get cut from volleyball, not from the cheerleading team. And the cheerleading team, you've at least done some work. So, I mean, I was okay with it. But, you know, the things you want in life, you got to work at, or else you're going to get cut. So now volleyball tryouts come around. She doesn't even go because she's back in Indianapolis at my sister's wedding. And what do you think happens? Dad, I made the team. I'm like, this is going from bad to worse. You didn't practice, you made the team. Now you don't even go to tryout, you make the team. How does this work, Colleen? She's like, stop.
There's something not right in the world there.
Stop it, you're supposed to be happy for me. I am happy for you there, princess. Congratulations. But no. You know what, it does suck. I was in Iraq when...
I tell you what, though. Like, you know, we probably... You know, we raise our kids very similar. It's like, hey, you got to earn this stuff. Man, there's no freebies in life. You know, you're kind of tough on them. And then, you know, you see them exhibit that toughness, and it just makes your day. You know, I've watched my oldest son in sports do that. And, you know, it's like, okay, they've actually listened to some of the things I've been telling them all these years.
All these years, you thought they weren't paying attention. All right. Let's see. Mike, any final words of wisdom, either on Botox, the Red Sox, Ohio State, your switching allegiances?
No, I mean,
any final comments today?
No, those that are seeking the Botox thing, just talk to your primary care doctor, get a neurologist, and I think most insurance companies cover it now, or starting to. But it's definitely the way to go, man. No reason to keep living like that.
Can you describe the difference between, you know, again, I'm not a migraine person. I have no idea what you're talking
about. Okay, but those, if you ever had a really, really, really bad hangover, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you just wanted to end, right? You ever have that day?
Yes.
And now imagine not waking up to a hangover and feeling great and refreshed and getting ready to go for a morning run. That's the difference, man. But the thing is, the hangover was every single day. So that's what sucked. Yeah.
All right, General, any final thoughts on the Quantico Warriors ninth grade high school football team, the food?
Well, no, he's on the varsity. He's on the varsity.
He's starting for the varsity as a ninth grade?
Right.
Ooh.
So, there's only 300 kids in the school, so there's one team. So, I mean.
Yeah, but he's a ninth grade.
They were 11-1 last year, you know. They played in the state finals for their, you know, small school division.
Do they play 11-man? Do they play 11-man, 8-man? What do they play?
11-man. Yeah.
Minnesota, they play, I think, 8-man in the smaller towns. And everybody got to play. Zach Furness, starting quarterback. Have you talked to Urban Meyer about it? I mean, have you?
I'm going to wait to see how tonight goes first.
before you make that call?
Before I start dropping the tapes now. But I tell you what, he's worked hard. All he does is lift and he does, you know, drills and stuff. And so hopefully it works out and he has a good year. But you know, he's not the tallest guy, but I mean, all he does is, you know, practice. I mean, practice.
Well, I know, but he hasn't even. So has school started yet? Or are they just doing football?
No.
So he's
still doing August practice.
So he's going to play in his first scrimmage, right? So in a couple weeks when they play their first game, school's going to start, right? He's going to run out on the high school football field as the quarterback, and his chick stock goes right through the ceiling. And then you're not getting, right? Like, wow, Zach's at the gym twice as much as he used to be. He just incredibly committed to football. Yeah. There you go.
Well,
yeah, good for Linda. Yeah.
No, we'll see how that works out. But, you know, he already has a little girlfriend, so we'll see
how
that spot goes.
All right. We'll see. Well, first of all, good.
I'm happy for him.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. Glad to see you're out of River City with your friends for whatever reason.
Well, I needed this more than you guys needed, I guarantee you.
Oh, trust me. We never miss. Hey, we never miss an opportunity to give a buddy a tough time.
I know. Well, that's what I love.
Montana Man says this is first year with a pure Harbaugh team at Michigan. So stand by.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. We'll see. Well.
Now you're gonna hate on Montana Man. You just said he was a great XO. Now you're gonna hate on him.
Team up north since 2001. Is like, see, Trestle was 9-1 against them. Fickle lost one game, and Meyer 6-0. So
you're telling me that.
Do the math.
Oh, do the math. Hey, Montana Man, do the math. Yeah, get those interns under control.
15-1 in the last decade or some shit.
Yeah. Come on, man. Do the math. Get it together. I told you. Montana Man's struggling up there. He's on independent study. He's still shoeing horses, all the rest of that stuff. And,
well, I thought it was mules.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was a mule guy.
Don't mention mule.
Oh, no. Let's go there.
No, because we have people that listen to the program that are friends that mule, donkey, horse. It's too complicated. And then Montana Man, he takes it seriously, so he starts giving PhD level.
He shows me pictures of them. I mean, he's proud of those things. As you should be. I mean, come on. But
yeah, then he gives a class. Like, he gives a class about why you don't shoot your rifle off of a horse. He has a whole class devoted to that. And I can shorten it down because the thing explodes right next to the horse's ear and horses don't like that. But
right, and then your ride gets a bit hazardous.
Yeah, right. Yeah, or your walk, one of the two. email. Right. Here's an email entitled Buckeyes. I am rolling on the floor over the quote, Penn State won't get a week off this year. I say that as I am sitting 25 miles from the shoe. What's the shoe?
The shoe? Well, for all those of us who are starting gray, it could be called the Hajj. It's where we go to pray. The stadium.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. First of all, thanks for the visit. And how long till the Botox fully kicks in?
It's already done. I mean, this morning I woke up like picture perfect, man.
You're happy, man?
Oh yeah, feels great.
And you ready for the big drive? I talked to somebody. I had a guy on, an author, the Osprey guy. Who said that? I said he's from Iowa, and Mike's very critical of Iowa because it doesn't have any trees. I said, how come Iowa doesn't have any trees? He said, because the farmers cut them all down.
Right. Plant corn.
Yeah, plant a corn, making money. They don't need trees to do that. He said, but yeah, there's not too many trees in Iowa.
It's a depressing state, man. It's a depressing state.
Yeah, Mike was driving. Mike was on the radio a year ago when he came back from his spiritual retreat in Wisconsin, and he went off on Iowa.
It's just like I said, you expect to see something, you don't, it's not there, and you're like, God.
All right, Furness, hold the line. Mike. I will talk to you. I will talk to you later on today, I'm sure. Game time is at 4:00 Pacific. So you in Montana, man, take it like a man. Don't act like bitches. Got it?
Yeah, we won't be void of the phone when if anything happens. Same with you.
Oh,
and don't call us monkeys. Hey, Gunner, it's great to hear you. Funky. Hear from you. Glad you're doing well.
General, you have fun, and if you need anything, don't hesitate to call Mac.
Hey, Mike, if you don't want to be called a monkey, don't act like a monkey, okay?
Hey, leave the monkeys out of it.
Hey, one other question. Whatever happened to that protest? Oh, nothing. That's right. You two monkeys. Yeah.
Me.
All right. That'll do.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
On a Thursday edition. Furness, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up. Right after this program repeats itself. My thanks today to the All Marine Radio head chef for coming on and talking about Scampi, which is one of my favorites. That you'll hear that momentarily. And then check it out. His article is an interesting article. You can also read his work on the website Task and Purpose. His name is Major Carl Forsling. So my thanks to Carl for joining us. Most of all, my thanks to you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Grant Newsham's going to join us on Monday, I believe. We'll update the craziness that surrounds North Korea. And we will see you then. Have a great weekend on a Friday. All Marine Radio out.